This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 528,000 people have now lost their lives from COVID-19 globally, approximately 130,000 in the United States. The number of infections continues to surge, especially in the U.S. and Brazil. The U.S. has more than 2.8 million confirmed infections. Brazil, more than 1.5 million, together making more than a third of the global figure of 11.2 million. The states of Florida and Texas reported record daily increases in confirmed coronavirus cases on Saturday. That's the latest sign that the virus is surging in many parts of the United States, casting a pall over 4th of July celebrations. Officials and health authorities warn people to take precautions or simply stay home on Independence Day, as confirmed cases climb in dozens of states. The U.S. reported more than 50,000 confirmed cases Saturday for the third day in a row. That's according to a tally kept by Johns Hopkins University. The U.S. has more than 2.8 million confirmed cases, about a quarter of the 11 million worldwide infections, according to the tally, which is widely thought to understate the true toll, partially because of asymptomatic cases and limited testing. The World Health Organization is discontinuing its trials of malaria drug hydroxychloroquine and a combination HIV drug in hospitalized patients with COVID-19 after they failed to reduce mortality rates. Setback comes as the WHO reports more than 200,000 new cases globally of the disease for the first time in one single day. But the WHO said the decision does not affect other studies where those drugs are for non-hospitalized patients. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump says that he has a vision for his second term. If he wins, one of establishing a National Garden of American Heroes that will pay tribute to some of the most prominent figures in U.S. history, a collection of the greatest Americans to ever live. His idea conveyed in a speech Friday night at Mount Rushmore and expanded on an executive order comes as elected officials and institutions are reckoning with whether it's appropriate to continue to honor people, including past presidents who've benefited from slavery or espouse racist views, with monuments or buildings and streets after them. Spain's top tourist site, which last year garnered 4.5 million visitors from around the world, is now reopening its doors, but not to everyone. The invitation is exclusively for a certain group of Spanish workers. After 4 months, which shut doors, the famous Sagrada Familia Basilica invited a first group of health workers to visit the temple designed by architect Antoni Gaudí. More will be able to visit on specific days during a reopening phase. The church says it's still waiting to announce when visitors from outside the city will be permitted entry. Authorities say that a 27-year-old man drove a car onto a closed freeway in the Seattle, Washington, and barreled through a panicked crowd of protesters, critically injuring two women. A Washington State Patrol report says that Dawit Khalit of Seattle drove around several vehicles that were blocking Interstate 5, then sped into the crowd early Saturday. He was taken into custody and charged with two counts of vehicular assault. Seattle has been the site of prolonged unrest following the May 25th police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. And a California space launch company says one of its rockets failed to place seven payloads onto the orbit after liftoff from New Zealand. Long Beach Base Rocket Lab says Saturday's failure occurred about 4 minutes into its 13th mission. The main satellite aboard the Electron rocket was intended to demonstrate Canon Electronics' Earth imaging technology. The company says it is investigating to determine what went wrong after 11 previous successful orbital launches. Find more at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.